those pictures of the people jumping out of the 80th floor and things like that.
Yeah,
I saw that they had people like standing on the ledge, like waving things, trying to get people to rescue them. It just boggles your mind that it's all real and that it all happened.
Unbelievable.
I mean, look at the New York skyline, and it's just...
It doesn't look the same anymore. No. It doesn't look... It's not, like, different or unique or anything. It looks like any other city now.
I'm going to New York for a conference in November, and I have guidebooks, so I was trying to figure out what hotel to stay in, and they all have the World Trade Center on the cover. You know, all of them.
Ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we were...
so we had some tasks.
Relatively unsuccessful.
Okay.
With Joann Fabrics, they don't have... what they say, corporate credit accounts with anyone.
Oh, okay.
So they weren't able to do that.
Well, you can always buy something from them and get reimbursed. Yeah. It takes like 3 weeks, but it's an option.
Yeah. And hopefully we won't need to buy all that much that, you know, we can't cover that, so.
Right. And I sent a fax to the physics stock room, so we should have an account over there now.
Cool.
But basically, and all three of you are licensed to make charges. Just, you know, be sure to give me a copy so I can keep track of where we're spending the money.
We talked to Mitch down in the basement.
Okay.
And we got he's set up our accounts for us.
Okay, terrific.
And he said that we talked about the elastic polymers and stuff that they could possibly do. We're gonna start using SolidWorks. He said this is a tutorial. It shouldn't be too hard.
Okay.
Like
great.
I've used AutoCAD before. I think the first thing we're gonna design will be the battery casing. I think that's gonna be a little easier thing to do because it's pretty much just a bullet shaped cylinder.
Right.
With a hole in the bottom, hole on top for the wires to feed through, and slots in the middle so that you could feed the battery through it, and it's still, you know what I mean? Because if it was solid, you couldn't get the battery in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like a kind of a pocket.
Yeah. It's like a slip-little thing in the pocket. Yeah. I figured there'd be springs in here to keep the contact with the positive and negative. So it should be a pretty easy design to do and a good first start.
You could even look at something starting with that, somewhere back. And
yeah.
Right.
I'm sure there's something we can find.
Have you thought any more about the parallel versus series recharging? I guess it won't matter. You'll have
you
the same battery
me
casing.
Of that, actually.
Okay.
I have some stuff drawn up, and I didn't even remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, that may be something. Maybe if you have problems, we'll talk about.
Pen me.
You
don't have a pen. I don't have a pen in my bag. All right.
And the couple times we tried calling Lynn Taylor, and the main woman wasn't in. So I give it to the end of the week.
Okay.
And if I can't get a hold of her, I'll
just go to someplace
try
else.
Some
else.
Okay. Even a little closer. The only reason why we went there to begin with, because that's what the ladies from Gloria Horn.
They've been so helpful.
Yeah, they've
before.
Been helpful. Yeah. They seem pretty cool, so try to help them out a little bit. But if they can, then we tried.
Okay. Tried to the end of this week.
Yeah, so, I'll give it to Friday.
Okay, sounds good. What else do you think you want to design using the elastopolymers?
I guess that'd be it. The other thing I wanted to use the lab for was the casing of the control unit.
That makes perfect sense.
On how big it's going to be.
Yeah, you could just use the ABS plastic for that.
Yeah. Because it'd be thin and it could be hard and that's not going to be too uncomfortable or anything.
Okay. Great. Well, that covers two of the things we were supposed to hit this week. We also have the marketing plan.
I have a marketing outline.
Okay, great.
Out. It's very general, just basically what the survey would be like and how many people we may need. And
okay, sounds great.
Yeah. The one
server.
Thing I was thinking is to be a good thing to take with you to Reno, if you could get, I don't know, something for us to shoot for. I don't know how you guys deal. I think it'd be real good to have something,
A tangible prototype?
Prototype for the
Definitely.
Trip on the 11th and 12th.
Which gives us about a month from now.
So basically, I thought we would test the prototype by asking people to actually use the jacket in everyday usage for 1 to 2 day period.
Okay.
And it would be about I was hoping for maybe 20 people over 6 weeks.
Okay.
And just have them fill out a survey afterwards and then also do a personal interview with them. So we actually sit there and maybe prompt questions and just try to get some feedback from them.
Okay. The Likert scale, is that a way?
Likert scale is a 1 to 5 scale.
Okay.
And we just ask some close-ended questions and ask them to rate certain things. But I'm not really sure right now what sort of things to rate, and I don't think we really know that until we have a prototype and we know exactly what we want to know from them, a little more specific.
Okay.
And then for the verbatim questions, I found that verbatim questions are great for getting all sorts of things that you would never think of. and just ask them some open-ended response questions, just maybe two or three of them.
Verbatim questions are like, good. Just like,
what do you think about this? And then they can say whatever they want to say.
Right, and they might pinpoint things you haven't thought of.
Yeah.
Would you record those? Would you record those?
We'd be writing them down on a survey.
Okay.
So, and then as far as like the personal interviews, I get to either take notes or I can actually record them.
Tell me that's what some of the personal interviews.
Yeah, the personal interviews I can record them like actually use like an audio cassette or something.
Okay, that sounds great.
If you get some great quotes that way,
right? That's true. When they gush all over the jackets, I almost said loved it.
Yeah. So, I love it.
If it keeps getting cold, like they're predicting for this weekend, then we'll have an even easier time to get a sample.
Yeah, assuming the prototype would be done in October, I thought primarily in November and then a couple weeks in October if we could do it, so people actually have an opportunity to use it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
I think the fall is the best time, just like because today I woke up, wore a long sleeve shirt, and now it's
right.
Like 70 outside, 80.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's exactly what you want to do, turn the jacket on, turn the jacket off.
The variable conditions is the most frustrating to deal with. As far as what to wear, and then that's where I think it fit the best.
Have you thought about how to recruit people for the survey?
Yeah, basically people that I know here in the lab.
Okay.
And people that I know.
All right.
And I even thought like even we might even be able to do it, but we might not include ourselves in the test subject pool.
Right.
But yeah, just friends and colleagues and stuff. And I thought people that maybe we all know. I think 20 people shouldn't be so hard.
Do you think we're going to need to have any kind of reward, like gift certificate type thing?
Yeah, gift certificate or something.
Okay, and we have the budget for that.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not sure like how much money to give them or what gift certificate to give them something to.
What do we put in the budget?
We put $300 in for marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it leaves us to give them something like a $15, $20 gift certificate or something.
Okay, that sounds
good. If they're
going
to be doing it for like 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Good.
Maybe to like Barnes & Noble or a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I wonder if we could find people of different kind of walks of life. Like
that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as people who
different
are,
genders,
I mean, like, I'm
different
probably
professions,
size
different ages.
Yeah.
So,
and I guess
they have to be the same size though, right?
Well, I mean, we could see how, if this person, whoever we get, could turn them out pretty quick. Then.
Yeah, if we can get more than one prototype, then we might be able to get more, like, as many people as we possibly can get for a 6-week period.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that sounds really good. So another thing that I've noticed on the budget that we need to talk about, and we did this a little bit when we were trying to do the Collegiate Inventors Competition, was the patent search.
Mm-hmm.
We have a preliminary one that you did,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And then talking to Rare Robotics, there were issues about whether or not this would be something that we'd want to patent, or if you just get licensing or something from his company.
Yeah.
Have you all given any thought to that?
Not really. There was the notion of a preliminary patent that.
It's a cheap patent.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
a year.
Yeah. Which
it's
is
only $75.
And it's really broad. You don't really have to define it as much as
I actually think we should apply for that right away.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think you should. I mean, like this week, sort of move in that direction. Just because that's actually good to say when you present your product to potential customers.
Right. Okay, so we have some things that we're going to need to get done in the next week or so, which is the design of the battery holders. I'd like to move forward also on the design of the control unit.
Yeah. Let's work backwards from October 12th and see where we want to be each week and try to reach those targets each week.
Okay.
Because I guess 4 weeks from today will be, is that the 10th?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay, that's when you guys would need to be thinking about leaving. You would depend on whether you'd be leaving.
Okay.
All right.
So
let's talk about all the tests we need to get done and break them down, I guess.
Yeah.
Makes most sense. We need to get the tailor to make the shell.
Yep.
Are they doing the shell
or
the core?
Well,
the core, rather.
Core.
Liner, whatever.
Yeah, I think, I'd love to have at least one shell, even if it's a simple.
Not by the time we go to.
Just like out of the package design, just something that's a detachable shell, like you can remove this.
Mm. I think that would give people a more visible idea about what's happening.
Yeah, you can see just the shack instead of like you see any craziness. I'll fix that much more.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're not designing it and.
Well, no, that.
Just
I think we use a standard one or the girl who gave me the first designs,
mm-hmm.
She actually lives in Manhattan. I haven't spoken to her yet.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
I don't know what's her plans going to be for the next couple of months. I don't know. Or weeks. So.
Right. And everyone's life is kind of disrupted there.
Everything's kind of disrupted.
So we might just even go with the pattern one. something.
Just a pea shows. Coat or a Gore-Tex type jacket or something like that,
Because even, I mean, if there's any chance of this being, like I said, sold to American Eagle or someone, they're going to want to design their own outer shells anyways.
Right, so that fits with their kind of
their style.
Corporate style,
for
that
season or something, so.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so the tailor make.
Okay, we need to also, we just mentioned this, apply for the provisional patent. We need to make the battery. Right.
Well, I mean, we also need to design the technical layout of the controller. Like, we have the, you know, the kind of parts, things to go off of from what we got from the scare.
We need help from the group for that.
We may need help for that.
Okay.
What does this group do?
Pardon?
What does this group do?
Just
Dr. Just
well, he's got a whole...
He's got a whole stable of...
Right.
I see Dr. You know, I talked to him, and he gets his guys, and like 2 days later, they got it figured out.
All right. That might be better.
You said that
I would go to them first. And
okay. Let's go with what we have and say, listen, this is what we got.
You said that you had some designs sketched out. Are they designs for like the wiring placement or?
Not designs, more like tests. Like.
Okay.
Rizzo was talking big time about testing when we had that meeting. And
right.
We're just trying to figure out, you know, what, obviously the best shape is going to be a rectangle square thing.
Right.
But we're not sure if it's going to be long and thin, or short and fat, or a perfect square, and Robert was talking about the direction of the fabric, whether it's warp or weft.
Okay.
So, I mean, one way it heats up quick, but it uses a lot of energy, and the other way it heats up slower, but the one that heats up slower still heats up fast enough to heat up within like a minute, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Or 30 seconds, then it's still good, and that might even give us better battery life in the long run.
Right.
And then second thing is to figure out how to use the temperature control units, and it might be really easy to hook up a wire to two leads and play with the little dial. And then just run it at like 75 and 80 degrees just to actually get a readout with the temperature control unit of how long the battery is actually going to last, because that's just been one of my biggest questions ever since, just you know, turn it on and go until it dies. And then fourth thing was where to put the temperature checkers for
thermistors.
Yeah, thermistors.
Okay.
But I was thinking that it might not matter because, you know, if you put it on your back or you put it in your armpits, this one's going to get hotter quicker than that one. But the user is just going to adjust it to where he's comfortable. So,
right.
I mean, we might not have to say, you know, let's make sure it's only on this one and it only goes up to 75 there.
You know, I almost feel, I mean, you're not planning to have a digital readout or anything already.
Just right now, it's a dial, like low and high.
I guess it's a dial. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no reason that information is not important because everybody's comfort level is different.
Exactly.
Right. And that simplifies the design quite a bit.
Yeah. So I don't even know. I mean, you want to have like a thermocouple or something reading. I mean, knowing the temperature is that.
Well, you need one for the temperature control unit to work. I think for it to, you know, how it goes up to the thing and then it turns on and off the battery. So I think it needs some sort of readout on there. If I remember right.
Yeah, it needs to know the temperature that it's at to moderate.
How much current to send?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, there's curves, and like you said.
Is that an off-the-shelf thing?
That's a Gore-Tex design thing.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they're selling it retail or what.
Yeah, I don't know what their exact licensing is through their technology like that.
Okay.
But if it's simple, we might be able to
recreate it.
And, I mean, maybe make it better, but at least make it simpler and, you know, work around their patent. I don't know if the patent says, like, you can't make a temperature control unit to do interface with Gore-Tex at all, or they're like, you can't make this particular one and we can build a better one.
I think interface at all would be a pretty broad patent. I don't know if anyone would grant that. No. I mean, right. Usually you have to be really specific in your patent.
And until you actually go to bring this something to market, anything that you build, you can talk to him and negotiate about. You can design it and have it in your prototype, and maybe it infringes their patent,
mm-hmm.
you know, until you actually try to sell one, you won't be in trouble or anything, so.
Okay.
You know, we can do whatever's fast and easiest, and then if we find it's going to be a problem, we can modify it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sounds good. So, let's see, what else do we need to talk about? We've got that,
the charger, we're going to need to have because they don't just sell chargers for the batteries we're using. We need to build a charger that can charge, you know, 10 batteries at a time, just so we have them when we're testing. And then we're also going to need to design the one that's going to plug into the jacket and charge the batteries in line while they're still installed.
Mm-hmm.
that every user is going to have, you know, when they buy the jacket, they get a little power pack that plugs in and they plug it into the jacket.
Into the jacket, right.
So
we can,
it should be as simple as a simple, because there's an equation that we have for charging nickel metal hydride. You take the capacitance, divide by 4 or whatever, and, you know, and that gives you a safe charging time, whereas you don't overcharge. And then what you just do is you just get a AC to DC converter that matches that voltage and amperage, and then you just build a little, you know, somehow a little jack to connect it to. That shouldn't be that hard. But we just still need to do that, just the capacitance has to be done.
So both the charger and the interface need to be designed, because you need to figure out how you're going to attach the charger to the batteries.
Yeah. And then that's where we'll address the issue of the parallel or series of configuration of the batteries.
I think some of these things, obviously we want to get as much done before the meeting as possible, but some of them can will have to wait. Like marketing will have to wait. Mm-hmm. The testing can wait. We don't really need to get into that yet. And the battery charger is something that...
We don't need to do that. Anymore.
Exactly. Because we can just put fresh batteries in right now if
we
need to.
When we get them, I think they're going to be dead.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We usually buy a charger batteries. You have to charge them for a day before you can use them. Do you know what I mean?
All
right, well, I think we need to make a charger right away.
Okay.
We need to build, and we may need to go to the physics lab just to get like components to build something that, you know, looks like that you can snap batteries into.
Yeah, how are we gonna? That's what I was just gonna say. I was gonna say, buy a radio shack, like, but there's nothing four thirds.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna actually custom make.
Well, you
out of wood or something.
Do you think someone has little connectors at like physics lab or special order from Radio Shack?
You could take something from Radio Shack and just like jerry rig it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just make it a little. Just because all this has to be springs and wires. So.
Right. Just connect. Positive lead to negative lead and run it over to the battery.
But it should be something that we could reuse instead of having like whole like tape wires and stuff like that. That never works.
Well, for right now, I think the tape wire thing would be a short-term solution.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, okay. But I don't think that's going to work. We'll try it, though.
Okay. And even if we can just charge one battery at a time right now, it's not a big deal. We just need to focus on
making
sure they're charged up. And have you thought about what kind of wires you're going to use to connect the batteries? I know that was an issue.
We have some awesome braided wire.
Yeah, we have some nice samples of ones that we'll take to the lab and see if the physics stock room, see if they have in stock or they can order. Those are nice, like soft. It was thinner than this, but like, you know, this as flexible.
Loopy.
I remember because the last time there were issues with it being brittle, right?
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Because it was a single coil as opposed to a braided.
Right. Okay, that sounds great. Okay, well, we've got a lot of different priorities, and I guess 4 weeks to get them done in.
So,
what's
the most important?
Well, I think one thing we can ask BPA to do is to apply for the provisional patent.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have all the materials from the application and from your previous report still?
Yeah.
And that'll give you almost everything you need to do.
Yeah, it's just a matter of filling it out, I think.
Okay.
Do you know where to go for that?
It's on the website. The provisional patent thing.
Okay, great.
And if you need, to pay the fee, you just have to go through the account.
Right.
Okay. We can issue a PO or you can pay for it, we'll reimburse you.
Either way, just let me know and I'll talk to Claudia.
It might be better if you paid for it, so it was in your name.
Okay.
Because if it's the university,
it could be
the university could claim that they...
on the infringement patent.
Right, exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And if you don't have $75, that's something that I could
put on. Oh, yeah, it should be on.
Okay. So know that when you're just done being a student, money's still a little bit on the tight side. So, all right. So we'll have you do that. And I guess you guys have already talked to Leonard, so you can go down to the lab.
Yeah, we're gonna start working on that battery casing.
Yeah. So I guess in this coming week, you should probably get the entered into which software package you're using.
SolidWorks?
SolidWorks, okay.
Yeah.
Get the design entered into SolidWorks anyway and talk to Miller about, or Dr. Miller, sorry.
Treat him like this? Or
I'm hanging out. Dr. Miller about setting up the design of the controller.
Alright.
Because then the week after that'll let us actually produce the last of polymer covers for the batteries and maybe produce a workable controller, you know, depending on how quickly. But I think we need to talk to them right away so we can get going on that. And you're still looking at the Taylor situation.
Yeah. Because once we have the shell, the core sewn up, then we could, you know, use the stuff that we have built and install.
Exactly.
But how much work is this going to be for the Taylor?
I don't know.
I wouldn't think more than a couple of hours to put one of these together. I mean,
yeah, we'll do as much as we have, or much as we possibly could do. Like, you know, we'll give the pattern already cut out. If that will save her money and time, you know, we'll do as much as we could to save her time. Mm-hmm. It's just going
to
require.
So I'm trying to figure out what's going to be the critical path. What's the
right.
most important thing to get done.
I think the internal workings are going to be the controller and connecting the batteries together is going to be. Yeah. And we're probably not going to get the batteries themselves for another week or so.
Okay.
So I don't know if we want to work on the charger after that time, because we don't know if they're coming in
okay.
flat or yeah. charged up.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So. Can we get 4/3 A just energizers somewhere, a regular battery?
I've never seen them. I don't know.
I think the
Radio Shack would
Radio
be the
Shack
best. There's one. There's a Radio Shack right up at Craig and Baum. I know, and a couple other places.
There's one in Oakland, and there's one
in Squirrel Hill.
If I understand, though, the different Radio Shacks carry different.
Radio Shacks.
Some of them have a lot. Some of them
don't. Funny. This is a catalog.
Yeah.
Let's go to RadioShack.com. See if they have a carry in their stock. I don't know if they can sell it. Okay, so we're going to start designing this.
Is this too much for you all to reasonably get done within the week?
No.
Okay.
Anything we're forgetting?
I think that's a good plan for this coming week, and then the week after that, we can work on actually integrating these different components into the core.
I'm hoping that if you guys can get, you guys can get these two things designed in a week.
The
On the computers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. In SolidWorks, is that?
I think so. I just don't. I mean, I'm sure that this first battery won't be a problem. I just don't know the dimensions of the control unit yet.
Right.
I think. I mean, we have an idea. Like we had like the example of the board that we got was only like this big. Mm-hmm. So I think the controller could be pretty small.
Well, I know the board. You actually have the board is variable. You know, because you can you can pack things. You can make it bigger.
That's
so
true.
We've done that for lots of stuff. We've actually. Had the housing, and then we got to be the board, and the board didn't fit quite right, so then we had to get a new board. Then we were able to shrink everything together, so you can actually.
How difficult is SolidWorks to, like,
SolidWorks
what's the learning curve on that? Okay,
very
good.
Very short. Having somebody like Nina help you, though, would be is key, because if you get into situations with SolidWorks where you try to line two things up, and suddenly they don't line up, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So he's very useful.
He's down in the lab almost all the time.
He's over in the rapid manufacturing lab.
Okay.
He's always that's where his office. So he's always there.
What does he look like again?
He's got glasses.
He's kind of a heavy guy.
He's stocky.
He's stocky. Okay.
He plays,
the man's word
plays,
for heavy.
Yeah, I think he's so.
Right.
Not real heavy or anything.
No, I'm not saying he's like. Yeah. Obese, I was saying, on the heavier side.
Okay, whoa.
Ooh, yeah. Right, not obese, write that down. Okay, yeah, we can start doing that, it's not a problem. I'm just worried about having like the batteries to do the real testing.
Right.
And making sure that it works the way it's supposed to work. So we're looking to see if we can get 4/3 A from another source immediately.
Just enough for the one jacket?
Yeah, even just like 8, just to test the total voltage we can get from them. And
right.
Actually, the next time we meet, I'll try to have everyone come to the meeting. So then, because hopefully by next week, you'll be far enough along that there'll be some questions that you could redirectly to him.
Well, we know him. We can go talk to him.
You can email him and say, when can you talk to me, that kind of stuff. Yeah, knock on his door.
Yeah, we have him for a class this semester.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay, perfect.
I was talking the other day about when the first test was, make sure that it wasn't that week that we were going through.
Yeah, exactly. You can talk to anybody, I think.
Yeah, I've talked to all my professors so far, and I think all of our tests are beforehand. And I'm thinking most of them have any problems missing class. If they do, I don't care.
Okay, great.
So.
All right. Well, I think we've set out a workable plan here. Should we meet back here again next week or back at Pitt? Or?
Left me here. You're fine.
It's up to you guys.
It's up to
great.
I mean, I don't know if you...
The more often you guys come, the better it is for everyone here in the lab. Yeah, we're trying to develop like a database of business meetings. So the more we have, the larger the database. But if you want... Did you want to have Dr. Wolf come? Or?
We can always wait one more week.
That's true.
If you guys are in touch with them, that's fine.
That's right.
Okay,
so I guess we'll come back here next week at the same time for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sounds best.
Okay.
Well, I thought next week we'd have sandwiches or something. So
that sounds very nice.
But I don't know what
from
sandwiches
where?
To get. Maybe Subway or something.
Okay.
Maybe we'll walk down and pick up before you guys come.
Okay.
I just need to know. I can email you guys later, and you guys can just email me back what kind of sandwich you like, because I don't want to.
Like turkey.
Turkey?
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey ham.
I like a good pizza sub.
Pizza sub?
Interesting.
From Uncle Sam?
From
Subway?
From Subway. It's like a salami pepperoni ham.
I didn't know they did that.
They take the sauce from the meatball hoagie and put it on the top.
Mm.
What's Italian? Just mayonnaise. No vegetables at all.
And chop your lettuce very fine.
Italian
no
sub.
Yes. Italian
sub.
Vegetables.
No vegetables.
He's a carnivore. A
little bit of mayo.
A little bit of mayo.
Actually, scratch the mayo. Italian dressing.
Now you're getting persnickety.
Oh shit! I didn't email you. I lost the. The email, the forward, the email I got from with the PDF in it. Did you still have that we got of the article?
Oh, that's so right.
I was going to forward it to you, and then I didn't have my inbox anymore.
I copied, like I had a printout, but I think I took it home.
Oh, okay.
I can print it out and give it to you.
I never have.
Well, I deleted it. It was like
forward,
massive
and
taken out my mailbox.
Computer,
I deleted it after I printed it out.
Did you get an email copy of it? Or a solid copy? Okay.
If you
bring it in next week.
I can bring it in next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I can maybe ask Colonel Mifsud and he can maybe send it to you again.
Or, I don't know. She sent it to me.
I have Colonel Mifsud.
And I talked to her on the phone. Remember I was saying I was concerned about what they had said about her request.
Right.
And she said that they had got it from the website, so that don't worry about it.
Okay.
She's pretty cool.
Seems pretty authorized at that point,
Yeah, I don't have her email, but I have Kazillum's email, so I can maybe email him today and ask him to send you a copy of it.
Okay, that'd be great. Obviously not the highest priority for the party, but I'd really like to see it, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I meant to that. I felt back to him.
Did you want to go to Reno, too? That's what we need to talk about.
I don't know. It's up to you. I mean,
the only thing is the money for the third person would come from the
grant,
yeah. Yeah, but that'll have a problem. I mean, if you guys use the money for that or refer, it's up to you.
I don't know if you guys have been checking prices, but I saw recently that US Air had round trip from Pittsburgh to Germany for like $330 round trip. So I imagine to London it would be comparable.
Special to Las Vegas. I don't know if
how far from Las Vegas is Reno?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I think you would want to things there's nobody flies direct into Reno. Most people go like San Francisco to Reno, Sacramento to Reno.
Oh, okay.
We can leave a week early and go to Sacramento.
don't have a problem with that, yeah.
Actually, it's only like 90 miles from Sacramento to Reno, so you may want to look to fly directly to San. Well, actually, you don't have to worry about your travel plans because you drill out with, that's one thing you need to.
Also because you said you were going to send me an email about how to set up our travel.
I'll send you the email. I'm going to go back. I'll send you the email. You're going to have to contact him and David Travel Agency.
Okay.
They do a flight for you.
Nice.
In the hotel and all that stuff. You don't know about it.
Business class?
Pardon?
Business class?
No.
Well, if we're doing a provisional patent rather than a full patent search, we might be able to get some more money from the grant that way to send you as well.
Okay.
Because we had $500.
Sounds cool to me. But
I think it'd be good if all three of you went.
Okay.
And then, whatever the difference is,
right. Yeah. Okay. Does that sound all right to everyone here?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So I guess we'll maybe, should all three of them go through the travel agency and then we'll pay for her?
Email,
or how
yeah,
do
I'll
do
email,
that? Yeah.
I'll email him. I think he says he's willing to pay $1,000 for this group to go or something like that. So I thought if we get good flights, cheap flights, all of them are going to pay for it.
Yeah, Reno hotels aren't that bad, are they?
Reno hotels are really cheap.
Because they want you to gamble. Yeah, exactly.
Do we get gambling fare?
Go on your own on that.
Just play the.
Just give us some of that extra, and we'll come back and double the budget.
Just play the nickel slots, and you get the free drinks anyway. So it doesn't matter.
But. So I always go and just don't like to gamble too much because the odds are against you.
Oh yeah.
So you go and you play, take $20 and see how long you play blackjack for.
Yeah.
$100 and belly up at the roulette table.
Roulette too, yeah. Those are the two things. I would love to play.
Sounds good. The only time I've been to LA, not LA, to Las Vegas or Reno. I went to, we had a layover in Las Vegas for like 3 hours. So we took the bus into town, not at the airport. We took the bus into town and played like the nickel and quarter slots, and that was it. Yeah. A lot of experience.
Cool.
And ate the big buffet.
Nice.
All right. I guess that covers everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Once you think about whether you want to go or not.
Okay, sure. I mean, I certainly
wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Plus, the photos, I don't know much about the conference, but I think it's
Yeah, it sounds pretty interesting. I'll look at